السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Best Versions Podcast, where I help you unlock your fullest potential to move from average to excellence. I'm your host, Rushdi Ismail, a computer engineer turned nutrition and life coach. I'm going to inshallah use my experience of over 25 years in the personal and spiritual development field to provide you with practical tools to move towards greatness, bi'idhnillah. Alhamdulillah, as usual, I am super excited to meet you in another episode. This episode is actually the continuation of our last week's episode. As you can recall, perhaps, the last week we talked about caffeine and how a certain gene in our body determines whether or not coffee or caffeine is good for us. If you haven't listened to it, I highly recommend you listen to it first, inshallah. But today, inshallah, I want to continue our chat on coffee and how, and actually discuss how coffee as well as caffeine, the content of coffee, impacts our brain and how to use this stimulant, caffeine, effectively in our life. So I will briefly explain how caffeine impacts certain neurotransmitters in our brain so that you can inshallah decide how best to use this stimulant to improve your life rather than degrade your life. Okay, so one of the most significant advantages of caffeine is it almost instantly improves our mental alertness, boosts our energy, improves our focus, and actually makes us feel good. I mean, anyone who drinks a cup of coffee can obviously ascertain to this fact, right? Now, how does caffeine improve our mental alertness, boost energy, and make us feel good? How does this happen? So let's look at the mechanism so you can, inshallah, make an informed decision about whether or not to drink coffee regularly. So it's very important again for me to explain the mechanism. I think that understanding the underlying reason why the mechanism behind that will really, really help you make an informed decision about everything in life, inshallah, and particularly in this case about coffee. So let's begin with the most important neurotransmitters that are impacted by caffeine. You see, the reason you feel alert after drinking a cup of coffee is because the caffeine in your coffee blocks a certain neurotransmitter called adenosine. Now, what is adenosine? Adenosine is actually a neurotransmitter that makes us sleepy. You know, so when you can block this neurotransmitter that makes you sleepy for a while, you can obviously circumvent the sleepiness for a short period of time, right? And that's why you feel this alertness after drinking coffee, at least for a short while. Since adenosine is a neurotransmitter involved in regulating sleep, it isn't a great idea to block them actually late in the afternoon. So that will actually make falling asleep a difficult thing at night. Now, this neurotransmitter actually is produced in the brain during the day. Okay, subhanAllah, it's beautiful how these neurotransmitters work, subhanAllah, al-Azim. But I'm not going to go into detail of it, but just to give you an idea about how these things work and why it is important to understand them in order for you to decide whether or not to drink coffee at a certain time during the day. So the neurotransmitter that is produced in the brain, it is produced during the day. And what happens is the levels of adenosine actually increase as the day goes on, okay? Now, this adenosine buildup contributes to the sleepiness you experience when you have been awake for a long time. So that's how, so there are so many reasons why you feel sleepy, right? And one of the reasons, one of the neurotransmitters that helps you to get sleepy is obviously adenosine. So blocking it late in the evening is this, that's why not a very good idea. Now, every time you sleep, this breakdown of adenosine actually slows down and then allowing levels of adenosine to build up again the following day. Now, since caffeine blocks adenosine in the brain, it's not a great idea to drink coffee in the afternoon, as I said already. So that's why sleep scientists recommend not drinking caffeine at least 6 to 8 hours before sleep. And that is, if your bedtime is, let's say, 10 o'clock at night, you better stop drinking any caffeine by preferably 2 p.m. Okay? So that's the general recommendation. However, the scientists do put mention this as well. If they say if you want to improve your sleep quality and especially get more deep sleep, you should consider having caffeine at least 12 hours before bedtime. That means, you know, if you want to go to sleep at 10 o'clock at night, it's best for you to cut down your caffeine by 10 a.m. in the morning. That might sound kind of extreme for you. That's exactly what I do. Alhamdulillah, I try to cut my caffeine by 10 a.m. in the morning. I usually have 1 to 2 cups of coffee, depending on what I do on that day. So usually my coffee is around 8 to 9 o'clock in the morning. And that helps me, obviously, to improve my alertness and cup of and obviously focus as well. I think I even mentioned about a study last time in my last episode, how actually coffee helps you to be more alert and more productive in the morning of us. So that's what I do. I try to cut down caffeine at least 12 hours before my bedtime. However, I do drink coffee in a decaffeinated version. Like basically decaffeinated coffee is basically, it's not 100% free of caffeine, but it has very little caffeine. Like depending on the brand, can be 5 milligram to 20 milligram. Even then I don't drink too much of it, maybe one in the afternoon. And that's even not too late, but that's something you can think of adapting in your life. If you really want to have that coffee in the afternoon, maybe you can try having that decaffeinated coffee. Great. Now, I hope you understand why drinking coffee or in any other caffeinated beverage late in the afternoon isn't really good for your sleep. And this is very important. I would like to reiterate it because sleep, I mean, especially if you go into sleep science, and I talked about sleep in this episode many, many times. Hopefully, you have listened to that. If not, please go back and listen to those episodes. If I can recall, I think I talked from episode 27 or 29 to 36, something like that, around 7 episodes about sleep. And one of the things that is highly affected, one of the things that affects your sleep is obviously coffee. As I said, now I gave you the example why and how the mechanism is, right? So if you can, inshallah, cut down the coffee, you can, inshallah, improve your deep sleep. And deep sleep is obviously is important for many, many, many functions in our body. So that's why it's a good idea not to have too much caffeine in the afternoon. However, having said that, the same coffee in the morning boosts energy by increasing your adrenaline production. So that takes us to our second neurotransmitter. So I said not to have too much caffeine in the afternoon, but in the morning, I would encourage you to have a cup of coffee because it increases your energy, it boosts your energy, and I will explain to you how this happens. In short, caffeine intake actually increases your adrenaline production. Now, what is adrenaline? Adrenaline is actually the same hormone involved in a fight or flight situation. You might have heard of this, right? Fight or flight situation, especially if you are stressed, if you are under stress, that's when adrenaline is released. Let's say a crazy dog is chasing you. So it's either fight or flight situation, right? Either you fight that crazy dog or you flee from that crazy dog. So most probably you will flee from it. And at that point, particularly at that point, adrenaline will be released so that you get a quick boost of energy to really fight or flee from the dangerous situation. And the same thing happens when you are under stress. So that's a good thing for a short time. And that's why when adrenaline is released, your blood pressure and heart rate go up and you have more energy to run and do whatever things that needs to be done to either fight or flee. So the good side of, we can talk about adrenaline for quite a long time, but I'm not going to go into the weeds right now. I would like to tell you or talk about the good side of the adrenaline is that it gives you quick energy. That's why drinking a cup of coffee before your workout, particularly, increases your performance. That's why I use it to my advantage. What I do is basically when I want to go to gym, alhamdulillah, go to gym early in the morning. So one of the things I do on days I go to gym, I drink coffee before I go to gym, around half an hour before, so that I can get that that energy that I need, particularly in the morning, to inshallah perform well in the gym. Now, drinking these kind of things, drinking caffeine too often means this energy, when not used, it will create that crash afterwards, right? So like I like to use it just before gym so that I know I'm going to use that energy in a positive way. Or I like to use it just before I work. I'm about to start a bout of focused work. So I know I'm going to use that energy in the right way. If you're not doing that, what will happen is if you're drinking too much of this caffeine, it will create that crash afterwards, and that you find it even very difficult to actually deal with it later on. Now, caffeine can improve your mood. That's another good thing with caffeine. Now, how does it happen? How does caffeine help you to improve your mood? Again, that takes us to our third neurotransmitter, dopamine. Now, dopamine, as you may know, dopamine is the feel-good chemical in your brain. Okay, so for instance, when you exercise, your body releases extra dopamine, which is why you feel this runner's high afterwards, right? As you might have experienced that in the past, whenever you go for a jogging or going for a very good training, you feel that feel good chemical soon after you finish that workout. Now, caffeine can give you that same feeling by blocking the reabsorption of dopamine in the brain. So what it does is it doesn't actually make more dopamine, you know. Caffeine doesn't make more dopamine. But what it does is it slows down how fast the dopamine leaves the brain. Subhanallah. So this leads to higher dopamine levels for a little while and then makes you feel good. But it is also why caffeine can be addictive. So when you are used to the feeling, you miss it when you don't have caffeine, right? So you might not think about it, but caffeine's effects are actually all based on science, particularly based on a lot of neuroscience. Now, as I mentioned already, caffeine has a good and a bad side. So if you restrict one to three cups in the morning, you can improve mental alertness and focus. So having a cup of coffee before a hard workout, as I mentioned before, even improves your performance. And in fact, moderate caffeine intake has been linked to a lower risk of certain health conditions such as Parkinson's disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer. Subhanallah. That's basically from research. However, if you have too much of this stimulant, it also has many adverse side effects. The most important one is insomnia, which is finding it difficult to fall asleep or having trouble continuing your sleep at night. So you can't sleep well at night because, that's one of the things as well. It's one of the adverse effects of caffeine as well. So excessive amounts of caffeine can also cause nervousness and even heart palpitations. So furthermore, they can even interfere with the absorption of certain medications. So if you take regular medications, you must really check this with your physician. If you're someone who excessively drink coffee or caffeine, then you need to obviously check this with your physician whether or not it has any interference with your medications. So the best is actually to reduce the amount of caffeine and not to go beyond 3 cups of coffee a day. Again and again, all these materials that I have looked into, all this research shows simply this fact that up to 3 cups of day, it seems okay. More than 3 cups of day isn't really beneficial, whether it is for a fast metabolizer of coffee or slow metabolizer of coffee. And especially make your last cup of coffee latest by drink your last cup of coffee latest by 2 p.m. But obviously, as I said, the earlier, the better. And also, it's important to note that coffee isn't the only thing with a high caffeine content. You know, many so-called energy drinks have much higher caffeine amount, you know, Red Bull and all these junk energy drinks. As you know, they have a very high amount of caffeine, which isn't really good for us. Even chocolates contain caffeine. Did you know that? The darker the chocolate, the higher the caffeine content. For instance, certain brands of 75% plus more dark chocolate bars, they contain caffeine up to 150 milligrams. Oh, it's almost close to a cup of coffee. And I'm sure, I mean, none of us eat 100 grams of bar of chocolate, obviously. But still, it is worth noting that caffeine, dark chocolate, especially above 70-75%, they contain high amount of caffeine. So it's best to enjoy those dark chocolates in the morning hours rather than in the evening hours. And again, talking about dark chocolates, they are very good. Dark chocolates are actually 70-75% of cocoa in chocolate is really good for your heart as well. So I hope the information I provided for you today is inshallah beneficial, and you can inshallah make an informed decision about whether or not to drink coffee regularly and when to drink it. That's very important. And I want you to give this, I just want to make sure that I provide the information, and you can obviously make the decision that is right for you inshallah. Now, if you find this episode beneficial, please do two things. Please make dua for me, inshallah. And number two, please spread this goodness with your friends and family. The goal is to, inshallah, achieve more and more people. And I want, inshallah, obviously, help them achieve their best versions through simple tools. Now, that's all from me for today. Thanks so very much again for listening to my podcast. I sincerely hope this episode helps you go from average to excellence in the most important areas of your life. Until we meet inshallah in the next episode next Friday, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his choicest blessings on you and your family. So love you all very much. Let me end the podcast with the greetings of Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.